We always think that Kiddush Shem Shemayim is something that's done in public. You Makadosh Shem Shemayim, Chilul Hashem is in public, but there's a concept of being Makadosh Shem Shemayim that no one knows about. Don't understand what that means. Kamu tachlis abrieli liyois kalosu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'lizyachid imoy. The purpose of Bria obviously is to have a relationship with Hashem, to become one with Hashem, like a husband and a wife. Kol zman sheyudi lo yotzer kesher ze im aviv shebeshamayim, long as the Jew is not making this relationship, kesher shu bebechinas kiddush shem shamayim b'seisa, begin ze machshavoyso v'livoy cheder lifnim licheder, in the inner recesses of his mind, of his heart, of his life, he's building this kesher with Hashem. That's called kiddush shem shamayim b'seisa. Adain rochok hu min nekudas habriya v'tachlisoy. He's still very far away from the etzem purpose of what the bria is. He can be doing lots and lots of mitzvahs and doing lots and lots of good things. As long as he hasn't revealed Hashem in his own inner recesses, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rochok mimenu. Rochok mimenu. B'mataralam chishas advarim nital etzmeinu shnei achim Ruven v'Shimon. In order to make this more real, let's imagine two brothers, Ruven v'Shimon. Shneim yudim Yerushamayim mimishpacha nechbado. Koivim it in the Torah v'iskim b'mischa b'ponosot. Two wonderful brothers from a wonderful family, Yerushamayim. Koivim it in the Torah, they're oisek in business, they've got a very respectable business. Shneim yedim k'nedive am, both big balet stoker, v'mozilin mikaspan hoim rav l'toivus moistas ha'toira, tzedokah v'chesed. They give lots of chesed, they give lots of tzedokah, and they do lots of chesed. Shoma mitnoises mi'al moistas rabim shuhukme l'achreina b'kol alichoysam v'drachem hei makachim shem shemayim b'rabim. You drive around, you'll see their name on all the buildings that they built and they donated. And their mamash Makadosh Shem Shemayim Barabim, beautiful, wonderful two brothers, well known, everybody loves them, everyone talks nicely about them. V'ayoyim, Ruven osa iska, v'itbarei k'aisis iska grua b'yoyse. Ruven does a deal, and it turns out this wasn't the best deal. V'alula l'moitet et kol matzava kalkali. He stands to lose his entire financial standing. And he's gonna make his name very cheap in the world. People are gonna suspect and those, and he's gonna become yach. And he can't withstand the possibility. Azumashaka Sheka Katan tells a little lie. Yeah, business, who doesn't lie? In that moment, he makes a little lie and he saves the day. B'libo imachlit, in his heart he decides, half of the money I make from this business gonna stock it. That's what he did. Chaim amshichim lizoim amay menuchos, isk of poichim, v'u mamshich letet stock, v'nal eschayim, v'loim kiddush shem shemayim b'rabim. Life carries on. He's giving more tzedakah, he's got better reputation. Life carries on like it was before. Kol b'seder gamur. Nothing changed except the little lie over here. Yumasoy achiv osa kamoyu iska bilti mutzlachas. Who was this? This was Ruvain. Shimon goes off and does a similar deal. And also facing the same test. The yodish iska zo lale lemotet et kol matzava kalkeli lahoris eschayv v'eschayv bnei mishpochtoi. It's going to destroy him and his family, this deal. And he knows, and he knows with a little lie, he can get out of it. He doesn't do his own decisions. He goes to the Rav, and the Rav tells him, sorry, you can't be over the Rav Tasiya. We know that a Jew has to give up all his money rather than go over one love in the Torah. As a narration, a sheker, you don't have a hetzer to mashaker. Yudi zeh omed b'sinai, nimatzat l'divra rav. He withstands the Nisoyin. You've got to picture yourself in this matzav. Reuven and Shimon, who are we? And he does what the Rav tells him. His business starts falling apart. No one believes him anymore. No one's prepared to give him credit. And he goes bankrupt. Terrible embarrassment. Everybody thinks he's a ganav. He put the money in his back pocket. Neichel Gazlan, Vishar Shem is Gnaya and in Stodim Lo. Kulam Shurim, Kaitse do Maisla Shokis, Kaspam Shal Yisraim with Almonas, Hamuf Kodim Beyodo. Where did he get the chutzpah to steal money from Almonas and Yisraim, whatever, that gave him money and he's a. Yeah, this is Madoff number two. Who's this guy? You know, there's a Ramai. But nice have a girl, a peer can Vareshi Malbim, Enu Achim, Amshik, the Kadeshem, Shemaim, Bului, Begiloi. His daughters come for shidduchim, no one's interested. His brother's marrying off the daughters one after the other, mechubed, wonderful chasanas, big beautiful headlines. And this poor guy Nebuch, you know, he's got to take stock from his brother in the head. In the world of Bekani Shem Shemayim, Befehesia, Begiloi, his brother is a big tzaddik. He's being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. Ach ba'ilam ha'emes kol echad vada yaskim kischora shel Shimon ha'yered rav ha'otzum hu pi kama v'kama. But everybody knows that Shimon in the world of reward is in a much better matzav than his brother Reuven. U'b'shamayim u'choshuv b'ha b'yoyisim ochuv. In Shemayim is a tzaddik. And Reuven's a rosha. Sorry?
Someone take money from Almana or from Daka, you cannot take risk. That was the problem with Madoff. They put the money at risk and it's asur.
Besada, but we're talking about Yahweh, he didn't do the Issa. The first brother did the Issa of Sheker, the other brother didn't do the Issa of Sheker. That's the story.
Yeah. It was just a small Sheker.
The little Sheker. There's no such thing as a small Sheker. A Sheker is a Sheker. La is a La. Midvash sheket tirchak, do whatever you want with it. Call it what you like. Baruch Hashem is not real. This is we're just making the story up.
I know, but still, I feel sorry for the guy.
You should. I feel sorry for the big brother when he gets to Shemayim. I feel more sorry for him now than I do for the other brother who's yet taking bizoinus. As madua, ubashamayim uchoshu v'habi yismachim madua, kukiri shem shamayim b'seisa. He was makari shem shamayim b'seisa. It's a sugi we're not used to hearing about. Levad who oises ois benola ben koine. What he did here was between him and Hashem. There were only two people, two beings that knew what happened here. It was him and Hashem. The only place he could go and get any recognition was him and Hashem. David HaMelech went through the same thing. David HaMelech went to the grave with the entire world thinking David HaMelech was an ogudnik. It was only much later when Shlomo HaMelech tried to open the gates and whatever, and it was only in the name of his father open the gates. I hadn't realized, oi, David was the big tzaddik. We didn't know. So who knew? Hashem. So what's that called? So that he's calling Kiddushem Shemayim B'Seisa. So bechinas cheder yichud sheyesh lekol yudim hakodesh baruch hu. Kivazu ikavat isabrian. It's this closeness, this cheder yichud that every Jew has with hakodesh baruch hu. That's the purpose of the bria. Reuven achiv imiyaisa mekadesh shem shemayim begiloi. Reuven, even though he was mekadesh shem shemayim, revealed kiddush shem shemayim. Nichshal bekiddush shem shemayim b'seisa, but he failed terribly in the world of being mekadesh shem shemayim. He's lacking an inner relationship. He'll get reward for giving stocker. Hashem pays everybody exactly what they deserve. Doesn't get anywhere near the toenails of his brother. When they get to Shemayim, this guy's going to get reward. He's going to be sitting down there, you know, in the back row in the 50 buck seats, and his brother's going to be in the front line, mamash in the private box, you know, in the $50 million seats. Poshut. That's clear. The one was Makarashem Shemaim Barabim. Who knows what that did to the world? The other guy was the biggest bizoin in the world, but it was Makarashem Shemaim Basaisa. No one ever knew about it. He's much greater. Much greater. So what's it got to do with me? Nisoinis ma'ein eilu mitrachshim b'kol tchumei achayim. Nisoinis like this are happening to us in all aspects of our life. Hem lo chayim liyais bedroyim gedoyim ke'ef said kol mamayna. They don't have to be as dramatic as losing all your wealth. Ulam lamaisa kol yudi yesh b'chayiv harbi nisoinis ma'ein eilu shelo lav or rotzen Hashem b'seisa. A Jew, every Jew has many, many opportunities not to be over the Rotzen Hashem when he's hidden, when there's no one there. So no one sees me. No one sees me. What's the problem? Is an opportunity. Where's my relationship with Hashem? It's good for where the Yetzer Hara fights so hard, because that's very easy to trip you up. When he withstands the Nisoy and he overcomes the Yetzar in those private moments, that's when he becomes one with Hashem, Ba'av Avereis. Because Pinchas always used to tell this story, the Marshal, to illustrate this. You have two people. One's a very choshev Rosh Yeshiva. He's a Yeshiva with 300 Talmidim. Morning, he gets up early. Yeah, he's the first guy in the shul, in the yeshiva, in the Beis Midrash. He's standing with his talis and tefillin when the first bocha comes in. You know, he davens a davening, that's a work of, you know, he's a mizrach, everyone's watching him. He's mamash, his shachris is mamash, a work of art. He got an avrech down the road. Whatever, the guy goes to sleep too late, he never wakes up in time, whatever. You know, shlepsucha, whatever, a little bit. His wife's already gone to work, he's still in bed. He wakes up in the morning, suddenly looks at the watch, he's got 5 minutes to source man kriya shma. Jumps up quickly, does Nagelvas, whatever he's, you know, he covers himself over and he says Shema. Where's the bigger Kiddush Hashem, yeah?
The first guy.
So the first guy is our Reuven in a story with the business. In the world of Kiddush Hashem Shemaim Begiloy, this Rosh Yeshiva is a much better Kiddush Hashem. He's davening his mamash, a work of art. But why is he there? Because there are 300 people looking at him. He has to be there. There's no choice. The whole world's watching him. He's got to get up early. He's got to be the first guy in there standing with his tefillin or whatever, doing his work of art shachris. The other guy, if he said Kriya Shema or not, who would know? Zilch, oh, nobody. He would have woken up and said, I'm going back to bed. Put his head on the pillow and went back to bed. No one would have known. So why did he jump up and say Kriya Shema? Why is him a Kabbalah Malchus Shemaim? Because Hashem will know. He's in the Chedi Yichud with Hashem now. That's Kiddush Shem Shemaim B'Seisa. No one would know. No one would bother you. No one would say anything. No one would accuse you of anything. You're a tzaddik. You could have done it in any one of 50 minyanim. No one would know that you weren't here. In South Africa, there used to be 1 minion. If you didn't come, the Gabba phoned you that morning to find out if you're okay. Yeah, you could miss davening for 10 years and no one will ever suspect you. Because you could have davened in any one of 50 minyani. Why would anyone think you weren't well? The person could have died, Rahman, it's time the Gabba won't phone to find out where you are. Because why shouldn't you be there? How many minyani are there in this town in the morning that you could have davened in? So no one would know that this guy didn't say Kriya Shema, except who? Hashem. So he jumped up to say it because of Hashem. Oh, that's much bigger than getting up and, you know, jumping up to David because of 300 people are watching you and, you know, praising you and telling you all wonderful, nice things. The son of the Chofetz Chaim, we spoke with the Chofetz Chaim yesterday. The Chofetz Chaim spent 25 years, came out locked in a room, writing the Mishnah Berurah. Mamash avoid, we have no idea how much he worked throughout the Mishnah Berurah. Beyond our comprehension what went into that. So his son, who spent many, many years, his son was Nifta in the life of the Chofetz Chaim, spent many, many hours in that room with his father working on the Mishnah Berurah. He said to him one day, he said, you think people in 50 years' time are going to open a Mishnah Berurah, are going to understand what we went through, what we sweated blood in order to bring up the Mishnah Berurah? So his father said, I'll tell you a story. There were two Yidden working in Siberia on the Trans-Siberian Railroad. Yeah, there was a railroad that they built through the mamas through the Arctic tundras of Siberia. And the Yidden Nebuch that worked there wasn't easy work. So the one guy turned to the other one, he said, you'd think one day someone's going to be driving, you know, in a heated first class carriage on the trains here on the lines that we're building will ever know and understand what we went through, the blood we spilt to put these tracks down. So the guy said to him, who pays your salary? Who'd you get a check from? You get a check every month. Who signs the check? He says, what do you mean? The treasury, the Tsar, you know, the king of Russia, he signs my check. So he says, what do you care about the people riding on the train if they know whether you did or what you didn't do? As long as the guy who signs the check knows what you did, that's all you care about. So the Chofetz Chaim turned to his son, he said, who pays your salary? Kadosh Baruch Hu. What do you care if you didn't 50 years time know what we did in this room and how what we went through throughout the Mishnah Berurah? A Kadosh Baruch Hu signs your check. A Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what we did. They must speak. And that's the vort here as well. That's the vort here as well. If you're doing it for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're doing a Chayde Yichud with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you're doing it for all other reasons, there's a Kiddush Shem Shemayim Begiluyah, but the Kiddush Shem Shemayim Beseisa, that personal inner relationship with Hashem is lacking. And that's where the real test is, and that's where the real, you know, that's where the real man is made. And we all know that. We all know that. To be a tzaddik in public is easy. Any idiot can do that. To be a tzaddik in private, when it's just me and Hashem, is a local kach pashut. Not simple. Not simple. Not simple. What's was the MS at all? Amro Divre Ben Zoyme Ba'avos Eizu Ashiya Samach Pechelkoi. Well known Mishnah, Eizu Ashiya Samach Pechelkoi. Everybody knows this. Sin in our lives. You want to be rich, be satisfied, be Samach with what you have. So what does the Smas MS say like this? Shea Kovone Yigam Baruchnias. It applies Gam to Aruchnias. Kloima. שחייסן הנפשי והרוחני של האדם תלו בעניין זה. כשאדם שמח בחלקוי, במשפח עושוי, בילודו, במצוי הקספי, when a person שמח בחלקוי, so where do you have to be שמח בחלקוי? In everything. This is the family Hashem gave me, these are the children Hashem gave me. What do you mean, I've got to be שמח with him and her and all the tzores? Yeah. Hashem gave you that. You've got to be שמח בחלקוי. With all of them. The nudniks, the non-nudniks. B'matzava Kaspi, he's samach b'chelkoi within his bank account. He's happy with his overdraft. U'la'avdil gamaramat havanosei v'limud ha'gomorah. He's also samach b'chelkoi with what he can understand and he's learning. B'madragosa aruchnias v'kishreinim shenichonbeh. And he's also samach b'chelkoi in his level of ruchnias and the talents and the abilities that he has in order to acquire ruchnias. V'edesh ha-kodesh b'ruch hu nosan le losan loy es ha-tnayim ha-dilim ha-mitimim l'shum l'soyim tifkidoi. And he knows that ha-kodesh b'ruch hu is giving him the perfect conditions and situation in order for him to fulfill his purpose. V'gam chayin ha-nosan b'keilim l'atzliach. And Hashem also gave me all the keilim I need to be matzliach. כאשר יודע שהכל נעשה בדיקטוק ובהשגוח הפרטיס ממש. When he knows that HaKosh Baruch Hu worked this out perfectly for you. Hashem wasn't throwing out sweets and you just happened to catch a few by mistake. Hashem designed this bidyuk exactly for you. הוא שמח בכל מצב. אז הוא שמח, sorry. הוא שמח בכל מצב. Why wouldn't he be? אינו נויפו ברוך הוא ואינו מתאילו. He doesn't fall when things aren't going the way he wants them. He doesn't complain. But agazu matzava zoya shel chavroi. Shcheinoi o achiv einu mafirim es shalvoso ve'es simchas chayv. The wonderful, beautiful situations and levels that his friends and his brothers and everybody's got, lo manyan oto. They don't chepi his tranquility and his simcha one little bit. Oysadim edayna natzelez es kol mashinitim loy. What does he know? He knows how to utilize and actualize what was given to him. And he never forgets to celebrate. He's always saying halal and thanking Hashem for everything that he has. He's always celebrating. In such a way he can now advance and grow his ruchnias. V'chayv ha-sholvim toimim gam la'eches poila v'ruchnim v'gashmim kayakad. And this tranquil life that he has contributes to the quality of his ruchnias and his gashmis kayakad. Because he's at peace with himself. Now, ruchnias is not so easy to understand. Gashmis, I know, whatever Kosh Boku gave me in Rosh Hashanah, that's what I'm going to get. I can put 3 spouts on the barrel, 4 spouts in the barrel, I'm not going to make more wine in the barrel. I do my ishtadlis, because you have to make ishtadlis, whatever the reason is. But I understand that I can't change my gashmistika situation, so of course I'm samach b'chelko, because I can't change it. But why do I be samach b'chelko with my ruchnias? That's where my stomach's in a knot. Why would I be satisfied with Rosh Hashanah? How do you do that? What's this Hashem is talking about? Understand that I'm satisfied with what Hashem gave me and I can't change. Hashem gave me a lousy memory. Good, a lousy memory, so I have to do more chazara. Yankel's got a good memory, he's the one who never forgets it. So he has to do less chazara. So I don't want Yankel's memory because it's not good for me. I want my memory. I want this memory that's full of holes because I have to do what I have to do. I'm samach b'chelko Hashem gave me. But the effort I make and the energy that I put in and the bitl Torah and the zaza, that's the ma'ach b'chelko. How do you do that? So Avada, the Sfas Sefer is not saying that you're not supposed to be using your bechira properly. The person's supposed to have charot if he uses his bechira not properly. I'm samach b'chelko and I'm mecharet at the same time. How would you do that? No, in the area of Bechira, where a person didn't do what he was supposed to do, but he's going to have Charotah. And he's done Tshuva, and I can be Samach Bechalko, because he did Tshuva, and I can move on. He's not walking around burdened for the rest of his life by the mistake he made. But if there's a certain point where a person's supposed to have Charotah, and he's supposed to know that he didn't do what he was supposed to do, and there is not Samach Bechalko, because that's not his Chalek. He chose something that wasn't his Chalek. But with all the things Hashem gave you, that's none of your business, there you have to be Samach Bechalko. You didn't put in the correct effort you were supposed to put in. That's your problem. There's a thing called kinesophim where you're allowed to look at your friend and say, wow, I wonder how he learned so hard. I'd also like to do that. Let me go learn from him. Let me go see how he does it. How come he can put in the extra 5 minutes in the day when I'm already, can't wait to get out of here? How does he daven so nicely? How's he so caught? But everyone can go learn from other people. Doesn't mean don't learn from anybody. But I'm samach b'chelko. I know that where I am right now is the ideal situation that I'm supposed to be in, and with this I can serve Hashem happy. And now I try and grow and develop more, going from real to ideal. The super shepam shel moran haChofetz Chaim zatzalad amechod al matzavoy. Chofetz Chaim wants to ask somebody, "How are you?" Somebody once asked, the Chofetz Chaim asked somebody, "How are you?" And the stomach of the Chofetz Chaim wanted to know. That's what's in the Swiss Pasha. Yaakov sends Yosef to go see how the brothers are doing. The Heishiv David, he tells him, "Come back and tell me." And that's quite posh. Now you understand. If I ask you, please go find out how your ankle's doing, I don't have to tell you and come back and tell me. Posh, I want you to come back and tell me. Someone just told me today, Bishayim Reuben Karelinstein. He said like this, most people, when they ask you how you are, they don't want to know. Why do I ask you how you are? Because that's what people do. But I don't really care because I'm not even listening to your answer. How are you? This is terrible and this is bad. And, you know, the dog died and I had, you know, whatever. Boch Hashem, you know, whatever. No one's interested. So Yaakov told Yosef, go find out your brother's doing. And I want to know. It's a joke, pshat. Anyway, that's a... The Heishiv Dover, you have to find a decent pshat. But that's a... The Heishiv Dover, huh? Yeah, if nobody asks you how you are, what? You tell me, go find out how my brothers are doing. You're trying to get me out the house. To say, I understand, whatever. Well, with nothing to do with this obnoxious kid. Go find out how your brothers are doing and how the sheep are doing and go, you know, whatever. Don't come back and bug me. He says, no, I really want to know the answer. Your homework is to find out why you asked about the sheep. What the sheep are doing. So. Huh? So that's a pshat, very nice, that Yaakov really cared about his business, the sheep was his panos in his business, and his chafatzim, and he wanted to know how his business was doing. And there's a better pshat. He cared about the sheep. He cared about the sheep. He was getting a law from the sheep, as he had a kolos atoiv, he wanted to know how the sheep are. I'm the chelek base in the Talmud of Orah. That's what he had a kolos atoiv. That's Yaakov Avinu. He doesn't care how his business is. He left the business with the brothers. He's sure the brothers are doing business fine. Shem's running his business. Ain't Shumbaya. He cared about the sheep. Poshut, no? Poshut. He was getting a no from the sheep. You're getting a no from something. You have to care about them. Look after them, you know? Hey, you learned that from Moshe Rabbeinu. He also cared about the sheep. You only worried about the business. He learned that from Yaakov. He said, we can learn it from Moshe. That's it. Cared about the sheep. Why? Because I get wool from them and milk from them and meat from them. I get all sorts of stuff from my toivus hanor from them. You have to have a koros atoiv. How the sheep feel you're a koros atoiv? The sheep need you a koros atoiv? It's not about them, it's about me having a koros atoiv. Excellent, Mr. Chosen, that was. And only a Brit could have come up with that line. Oh, Hashem, we have 1 year. As let's back to the Chofetz Chaim. So the Chofetz Chaim asked somebody, how are you doing? What's going on? He said to him, no, could be better. Who's never said that line? Anybody who never said that line? Could be better. Shalom Samaran Chofetz Chaim. Minayin lechesh yoicheleis yoteh tov. Where do you know that it could be better from? What's your source that it could be better? Well, Akash Bochu Rochum Chonanu. Akash Bochu is Rochum Vachonu. Viyadeh Toiv Mimcha Ma Toiv Avochan. He knows better than you what's good for you. Who writes an Eiti Vimcha. And he wants to do good for you. Vimlo Noisin Lacha Yoisin. If he never gave you more. Mashmash, a Matzav Zehu A Toiv Yois Avochan. This Matzav is the best Matzav for you. Well, what are you talking about? Could be better. If it could be better, it would be better. It's not supposed to be better because this is the best that it is. Haray atayin amali, says the Chofetz Chaim. Ubishvilcha nivroil amal, world is created for you. Akochel shenitno v'yotcha kol akelim anitzlichim v'shleim v'sham yayim lach. You were therefore given everything you need in order to arrive at your shleimah. So how do you know it could be better? It couldn't be better. This is the best it's going to get. Because this is the best. And Hashem's best is the infinite best.
Ask him, how is your business, or how
you are... The Chofetz Chaim wanted to know how he was.
Yeah, that means he's...
Chanyut, or... Matzah generally. How's this? How's your health? How's your panosa? How's your learning? I said, it could be better. It could be better? It could be better. You know, people say, how do you do? You know, British. You know, I always say to them, do what? You know, how do I do what? You know, finish your sentence. You know, how do you do? How do I do what? People aren't interested in how you do anything. People aren't interested in how you are. Have you noticed when you introduce two people to each other, they're listening to their own name. They're not even listening to what the other guy's name is. You know, Yankel meets Shmerel. You know, what's this guy's name? Sorry, what's your name again? He heard Shmerel. He didn't hear Yankel. He has his own name. Sorry? It could be just because getting old at our age. That's not a riot. We just don't remember. Anyway, we don't remember our own name sometimes.
But what he have to answer is perfect. Everything is okay for him. His midot are okay. Or
everything's perfect. Right now, everything is the best it can be. There's work to be done. I'm not saying not. In the area of Bechira, where I have Bechira, you can't be Samach Bechelkoi, because there you have to do the best you can. But in everything else, which is 99.9% of everything, is that as best as it can be, because that's what Hashem gave me. This child and this problem and this panosi issue and this balagan and this and do and this illness and this everything, all the things,
it's the tools.
Yeah. What Hashem gives you, what the Rambam says, yes. There are things that you can't change. You're tall, you're thin, you're tall, you're this, you're big, you're clever, you're stupid, you're whatever. They are called achitov
shecholiot. But himself.
Well, the things he has to do. The Chovis HaLavavos in Kshara B'tochen explains this very carefully, that there are things that you're not allowed to have B'tochen in. And if you have B'tochen in those areas, you're a tipesh. That's what he says, you're an idiot. In the areas where you have Bechira, you're not allowed B'tochen. People mix it up. People get it exactly the opposite. In the areas where they have Bechira and they're allowed B'tochen, there they have B'tochen. What's with your learning? Hashem Yazor. What's with your davening? Hashem Yazor. What's with business? Oh, yeah, I'm working this and I'm doing this and I'm... Yeah, we mix up, you know, we put the wrong son in the wrong business. And you've got two sons. One's a big, heavy, strong, big guy. And the other guy's a two-pound weakling. Frank Waxman's marshal on this Chovis and Lavavis. You know, the one guy's mama's got a brain like a computer, but he can barely walk around. He's in a wheelchair and he's very weak and schwach. And he's got another son who's like a, you know, he's a blockhead, but he's this guy can lift trucks. And he's got two businesses. The one is like a banking finance business, and the other one is a moving business. So he puts the weak kid with the brain in the moving business, and he puts the idiot upstairs in the banking business. So this cup's driving him.
It's fine.
Getting in the way of my hands. Do Gwaim also talk with their hands the whole time? I don't know, it's just Yidden that speak with their hands. Somebody asked me yesterday. Anyway, so you understand, you put the wrong guy. Frank Vax says, that's a marshal for us. We put B'tochen in areas where you're not allowed to have B'tochen, and where you're supposed to have B'tochen, there we don't have B'tochen, we trust ourselves. Avada in that area where you're responsible, you have to do the best you can. You can't just spit sack and say, you know what, Hashem, you didn't give me any, you know, Shas Bal Peh. You know, I wasn't born knowing Shas Bal Peh, so I'm Samech Bechelkoi. I mean, I'm an Aretz, and I know nothing about that, I'm Aretz, I'm Samech Bechelkoi. That you put the wrong kid in the wrong business. Avada there you have to have, that's your business. But what's Hashem's business, you have to be Samach Bechelkoi. Because if Hashem gave it to you, however much you don't understand why this is good for you, this has to be the best thing for you. Have to make that distinction, of course. Of course. All right, I've got to stop here. I want to do a last stickle, but I'm going to get into trouble.
You know, when people ask me, well, how do you feel? I say...
About what?
I say, I usually don't feel things behind it.
And the guy goes to the doctor and he says to the doctor,